The Sussex County Council has been working for more than a year to draft an update to the county's special events requirements and delayed a vote on it in January to revise and clarify the rules further. The council adopted a final revised version of the ordinance this week. The rules focus on events like carnivals, races, and rodeos held at sites where they don't normally take place. The goal is to keep these occasional events from becoming permanent deviations from a property's permitted use.
It took us over a year to get there, but listening to the public feedback, the county council finally adopted the amended special events ordinance. This isn't a new ordinance. The special events ordinance has its roots all the way back in the 90s when council back then started looking at how to oversee the unique special events that take place throughout Sussex County.
That's Sussex County Council Administrator Todd Lawson. He says the updated ordinance offers a clearer definition of a special event and the land use review and permitting process required to hold one. It also streamlines how to coordinate providing public safety services such as police, EMS, and transportation crews needed for larger and longer events. The update, by the way, keeps the limit on special events permitted on a property each calendar year at 3. Kelly Steele, Delaware Public Media.